Hi, it's Roanne here from Redland Organic Growers with another tip from the Bay FM Veggie Garden. When you buy fruit and veggie plants from the nursery, they usually come with a label that gives directions on what conditions are most favourable for the plant to grow in. While these directions can provide you with helpful advice, it is important to realise that this advice is generally written for gardeners in the southern states of Australia. You therefore need to treat some of this advice with caution. In southeast Queensland, the best time to grow herbs and veggies is during our autumn, winter and spring. These periods roughly translate to spring, summer and autumn in the southern states. Many veggie gardeners take a bit of time off from growing veggies during our summer, as it can be challenging to meet your veggies' requirements for water and shade in the height of summer, not to mention coping with sudden deluges of rain followed by periods of hot, humid weather, which encourages diseases like powdery mildew. While in autumn and winter, most of our veggies require between 6 to 8 hours sunlight to grow well, in summer this is way too much sun and only the hardiest of plants will survive. This can also impact on the taste of the veggies. So if you follow the directions on the label, you'll find that green veggies like lettuce and celery grow best in full sun. However, in our summer, this will make the celery and lettuce taste very bitter, so it is best to plant lettuce where it gets only a small amount of morning sun. The other option is to explore some of the less common greens to grow in your veggie patch over summer, such as Warrigal greens, mizuna, tatsoi, Celanese and Suriname spinach. Other veggies that don't like our summers include peas, coriander and spinach. Again, labels and even a lot of gardening books will tell you that these plants grow best in summer, but this advice is for southern gardeners. If you try and grow coriander or spinach in the Redlands over summer, then you will be sadly disappointed. At best, they will bolt to flower and seed, or else they won't grow at all. If you want healthy coriander, then you need to plant it in our autumn, after the temperatures have cooled down. If you need coriander for your cooking in summer, then the closest option is to grow perennial coriander. This has a similar taste to coriander, but it has a much tougher leaf. When I use perennial coriander, I add it much earlier in the recipe and remove the leaves before serving. Another plant label that I have found doesn't translate well to the Redlands is the advice that blueberries require full sun. If you want to grow blueberries in full sun, then you are going to need to provide lots of water. I find my blueberries grow best in around 50% shade. Finally, full-size tomatoes often struggle with our summers, becoming susceptible to diseases like fusarium wilt and powdery mildew, as well as blossom end rot. Even if you succeed in overcoming these problems, you will then have to protect the growing tomatoes to prevent them from being stung by fruit fly. Cherry tomatoes are a much better alternative to grow in our summers. Until next time.
More tips from the Veggie Garden on our website on Bay FM. More than just great music.